Hello, this is Michael Carr with the audio letter being led by the Holy Spirit. For further study on this subject, please refer to the second chapter of Acts, Romans 8, verse 9, Corinthians 3, verse 3:16, and Corinthians 13, verse 4. It's normal for the Christian believer to expect that the Holy Spirit will lead him or her. It is the Holy Spirit that leads us to Jesus and makes us like Jesus. It is the Holy Spirit that reveals Jesus in our minds and our hearts to other people. Without the Holy Spirit, it would be impossible for us to know and understand Jesus. It is the grace that allows us to receive the Holy Spirit by faith. This grace comes to us from God our Father, who desires His Son Jesus to be revealed in the power of the Holy Spirit. Listening to the Holy Spirit comes by grace through faith. Now the Holy Spirit comes to inspire us and get us excited about Jesus. The Holy Spirit teaches, comforts, strengthens, and encourages us constantly. It's the job of the Holy Spirit to build a spiritual temple for Jesus in our body. This Spirit often comes as a gentle voice, guiding us to the will of the Father as revealed in Jesus. To accomplish His work, the Holy Spirit may repeat Himself and speak in a very straightforward manner. To learn to listen to His voice, you must first want to listen to His voice. The Holy Spirit plays no favorites and will come to all who ask Him with a sincere heart. Another good way to experience the Holy Spirit is to learn to run to the Lord's throne. We can say, "Lord, I don't know where You are, but I'm running to You." Our Lord loves us so much that all who desire Him will find Him. It seems that simultaneously, when we run to the Lord, He also runs to us. It's important to understand that we learn about and experience the Lord in the presence of the Lord. The more we experience the presence of the Lord, the more we will understand the Lord. Walking in the Lord with the power of the Holy Spirit is not just a feeling. It's based on our awareness of God's constant faithfulness to us. It's based on a friendship with the Holy Spirit, who calls us beloved because we love Jesus and want Jesus. In fact, God wants us to be constantly ministering to us and revealing Himself to us, but we don't always allow Him to have His way. As we experience God's presence, we will recognize His voice more and more clearly. In our lives, we see and hear many things, but it is only the Holy Spirit Himself that can reveal truth to us. The Holy Spirit possesses all truth and wisdom and wants to give it to us in straightforward solutions and inspirations. These may come in mysterious times and ways, but He is a sovereign Spirit who is constantly waiting to give His best for us. Let's take a glass of water for an example. If the glass is already full of water, we can't put it any more in it. We are like glasses of water who choose what we are filled with. Too often we are filled with ourselves and with our own motivations and with the world. The Holy Spirit wants us to be filled with Christ Jesus. When we are filled with ourselves and the world, we are filled with nothing. When we are filled with Jesus, we are filled with everything. That is why the Holy Spirit is constantly working to make us more selfless, so that there will be more and more room for Jesus in our lives. When we are selfish and self-centered, it leads to emptiness. But selflessness of the Holy Spirit leads us to Jesus. The Holy Spirit is our tireless friend that is devoted to our growth in the Lord. His mission is to give us the fullness of Jesus and to bring us into the kingdom of heaven. As we live in the kingdom of heaven, the Holy Spirit will continue to work as we reign and rule with Jesus. Here are some ways to identify that the Holy Spirit is working and speaking to you. 1. The Holy Spirit will lead you towards Jesus and will always give you more of a desire for Him. 2. The Holy Spirit will eventually produce more and more peace of the Lord in your heart and in your spirit. This comes despite circumstances, trials, and tribulations. 3. The Holy Spirit will always agree with what Scripture tells you and will often produce a desire to read more and more Scripture and to live it out in your life. Often, a desire to share Scripture with others is a fruit of the Holy Spirit working in your life. 4. The Holy Spirit will produce more love for God, more love for others, and more love even for yourself, because the Lord Jesus lives in you and is making you His temple. The Lord does not despise you, and neither should you. 5. The Holy Spirit will work for an agreement among brothers and sisters and family in your life and produce one mind and heart. The church is full of divisions and needs the Holy Spirit to work more in this area. We are so often critical and judgmental of each other rather than seeking to be one in Jesus and having one heart and one mind to do the work of God. 6. The Holy Spirit will reveal to our heart the truth again and again. This truth comes with gentleness and with kindness, but with directness. Don't be afraid of the Holy Spirit speaking to you. Don't be afraid of His truth, because this truth will lead to blessing and more of Jesus and more joy and peace. 7. The Holy Spirit will produce in us qualities of surrender and humility. These are indeed the fruit of a life that is given to Jesus. The life of surrender and humility is a powerful life that is full of the blessings and the treasures of the Lord. 8. We must let go of our expectations, whether they be good or bad, and let the Holy Spirit give us what He thinks is best for us. If we try to control our circumstances, we can leave ourselves open to great frustration. Control is a big issue in our spiritual life. Who is going to sit on the throne? Who are we going to be let be in control? Jesus or ourselves? The Holy Spirit always leads us to Jesus. The world and the devil always leads us to ourselves. The Holy Spirit gives us one right to be like Jesus, but the world gives us many rights, and the devil gives us many instances to demand those rights, but our only true right is to be like Jesus. That is our inheritance and our joy. 9. The Holy Spirit will give us and teach us about the peace of God. The Holy Spirit will give us the peace of God and teach us about the peace of God. There are several ways to prepare for more of the Holy Spirit. 1. Ask for humility. Confess that God has the best plan for you, and then you'll be more open for God's guidance. It's hard to receive more of the Holy Spirit when we insist on having more of ourselves. 2. Pray that God will be glorified in what you do for Him. This is important, that we seek the glory of God rather than our own. 3. Worship the Lord in any way you can while you're serving Him. Worship the Lord at even the smallest thing, and the presence of the Lord will come more and more to you. As we have the presence of the Lord, we will experience the Lord, and we will know the greatness of the Lord, and fall more in love with the Lord. 4, thank Him for the solution that He gives you. The Holy Spirit is full of solutions and delights in glorifying Jesus. As He reveals the solutions of God, we will be blessed and become truly wise. It is in seeking the Lord's solutions that we become wise. Our wisdom is nothing, but the Lord's wisdom is everything. Remember, the Lord's wisdom has an eternal perspective, and our wisdom has only a very limited perspective. Which one will you choose? God speaks to us in direct and simple ways. It's the devil that tries to make things complicated for us. He wants to make us depend on our own strength and power to solve our problems. The devil is the author of spiritual dynamics. He tries to make spirituality complicated. He tries to tell us that things are accomplished through our own strength and effort. But the Holy Spirit leads us to the throne of grace and tells us that things are accomplished by the might and power of God and not by our own strength. When we keep asking for more of the Holy Spirit, He will keep on giving generously to us. His generosity is not based on our accomplishments, but comes out of the loving heart of God. It is good for us to have the heart of a child, trusting that our Father will give us good things to accomplish His purposes. When we have this attitude, every person can be our teacher. God blesses this attitude of openness because He is able to give to us freely. All the Holy Spirit's actions are based on the Word of God, for the Holy Spirit will never contradict Scripture. The Holy Spirit often uses unlikely people and places and events to accomplish His purposes. For those who are the most open, they will receive the most blessing. Things that stop us from hearing the Holy Spirit. 1, having idols in our lives. This can be anything that keeps us from having Jesus first. 2, unbelief that the Holy Spirit wants to speak to us. See John chapter 16, verse 13, or 1 John 4, verse 6. 3, being afraid of following the Holy Spirit for fear of being rejected, unloved, or being alone. Sometimes the Holy Spirit leads us in tough places and through tough times, but that is to build and glorify Jesus. For those who take the easy way will not experience the greatness of the Lord, but those who take the way of the Holy Spirit will receive all that God wants to give them. 4, being judgmental of other people. It's not good to judge, because by the words that we judge others, we will be judged ourselves. 5, allowing yourself to be jealous or envious of others. God gives freely to us, and we need not to compare ourselves with others. We all have our own work to do for the kingdom of the Lord, and will receive more than ample reward and blessing for it. God created each of us to be unique and special, and in heaven we will indeed be that way. In heaven there will be no jealousy or envy or competition. So the less we have of it now, the better we can become like Jesus wants us to be. In conclusion, the Holy Spirit will always lead us towards the throne of Jesus. The more we run to Jesus, the more we'll be in the presence of Jesus. Knowing and being like Jesus is the objective of all the actions of the Holy Spirit. Thanks for taking some time and allowing me to share some of the thoughts of the Holy Spirit with you. May the Lord bless you, and may you be filled with the fullness of His Holy Spirit.